from KQED.
Live from KQED News, I'm Tara Seiler. With cultural institutions across the region shut to visitors, there's still work going on behind closed doors. In Richmond, a small museum has saved a long-lost mural from being forgotten in a basement. KQED's Raquel Maria Dillon reports.
Melinda McCrary runs the Richmond Museum of Art, History, and Culture. When I first met her about 5 years ago on another story, she told me about a lost mural called Richmond, Industrial City.
It hung in the post office from 1941 till 1976. In 1976, it was taken off the wall because the building was renovated. It was put in a crate and it was put in the basement.
It showed the docks, refineries, oil tanks, Golden Hills, and the people of the time. A mail carrier, of course. Cannery workers, longshoremen, shoppers, and a man reading a newspaper with Hitler's photo on the front page.
Technically, it was lost. Nobody knew where it was, and it ended up on an endangered mural registry through Temple University.
McCrary had to convince a janitor to unlock the post office basement and help her hunt down the mural, then negotiate so the museum could officially borrow and restore it. Then came the fundraising. It took her 4 years to raise the $45,000 to restore the canvas. She talked up the mural so much that when Maya Colbert came looking for an internship, it was all she heard about.
And I was like, that's cool, but like, do you need like help with the filing or something? Like, I don't see a mural. Like, I don't know.
6 years later, Colbert is now the museum educator here, and the work is ready for the public to see how much Richmond has changed since 1941.
The standard for casual wear is so much different. Like, even the longshoremen are wearing, like, dress pants with, like, button-up shirts and tucked in with belts. The same with the women who are just kind of picking up peaches. They're wearing high-heeled shoes and dresses, and that is not what I wear to, like, run out to the grocery store. I think these people are here to work, like, doing physical labor.
She's quick to point out the mural features mostly white people. There's just one black man, and for public murals from the Works Progress Administration, that is a rarity.
He is on equal footing with his white counterparts in the mural. He is not doing sort of the more traditional roles that you see black people depicted as doing in these sorts of murals from this era. He's not picking cotton. He's not being subservient. He is negotiating, and he is standing shoulder to shoulder with white men, which, of course, it's very symbolic. Like, of course, it doesn't mean that everything in 1941 was amazing.
Back then, as the country was emerging from the Depression and teetering on the brink of World War II, African Americans were moving to the East Bay in search of jobs in the defense industry. So the artist, Victor Arnatov, painted a black man standing toe-to-toe with a foreman alongside his fellow workers, but literally on the edge of the canvas.
This man is painted on the margins. He was marginalized during his time, probably more so than is even depicted here.
Colbert's job is to teach Richmond's school kids about history through a mural that's probably older than their grandparents. She'll ask them to think about how it might look if it were painted today.
What are the places that are important to you? Who are the important people? What are the types of people that we're seeing? It would be really interesting to see like what people would come up with that could be representative of our city today.
To Colbert and McCrary, this mural is a treasure because it's a teaching tool, a window into local history, and a point of pride for a tiny, scrappy museum in this corner of the Bay Area. In Richmond, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon, KQED News.
And there's more online at kqed.org. In Oakland, I'm Tara Seiler, KQED News.